Welcome to Opportunity Knocks. This is episode 5. I'm your host, Todd Patton. And today is... Thank you. Stop it. All right, just learned a new toy, so I had to play with it. Anyway, welcome. Episode 5. This is a great one. It's on networking. Look, it's how I built my business, both my businesses, the mortgage business and then the digital marketing agency I had. If it wasn't for networking, I would have never built those up. So, you know, you can't build a company with just you. You have to have people. We learned that from Mark Evans when he spoke. You know, he talked a lot about collaborating and building teams and how to do that. And, you know, he's almost like the conductor, which I love. He's not even, he doesn't operate any of his businesses. So it's no different in networking. You need to have people doing that work for you and feeding your business. At the same time, you have to also be giving. BNI was a big part of my first company. I'm sorry, my second company, the patent marketing. It was a huge part of it because I moved to Miami not knowing anybody. And I had just lost everything. I was bankrupt. I had no money. And, you know, I'm in my 30s and I had really no education. And my skill was in mortgages. And I'm starting a digital marketing company. So I joined a BNI group in Miami, Biscayne Connection. And I think we had 70 members at the time. We were the largest one, I believe, in Florida. And I went in there and I started doing one-on-ones. I started meeting people. It's not an overnight. This is, you know, just like anything, just like this podcast, you know, this is going to take me a long time to build it up, but you got to start somewhere, you know, and I built up some really strong relationships. And then all of a sudden I get connected with this person and this person refers me to this and then that person. But the motto with BNI is called giver's gain. That's what their motto is. And think about that. If you give, you're going to gain a lot more back. And that's so true in business. And it's the most important thing when it comes to networking. My issue with networking, and I think it's a bad word. People want to hear that. They're like, networking. The first thought I have in my head is a business card being passed right when you go meet somebody. And, you know, again, today, maybe people aren't passing business cards, but that's my thought. When I heard networking, I was like, I don't want to do that. You know, I think, you know, it's more of collaborating is a better word because you got to work together. There's no one, you know, one-sided networking that works. It just doesn't work. So if you go in with that mindset of how can I help you grow your business? Who can I make introductions to? What can I do to help you? And, you know, without any motives, without saying, oh, if I do this, I'll get this, but really going out to help, that's when it works. So this episode is going to be on networking. That's it. Now, I just went to Six Degrees Networking Group. This is the best networking group. It's something that I was in when I first started my agency 12, 13, maybe 14 years ago. That's how far I met Rich Rogers, who's the founder of this. I believe they have 160 members now. And these are top-notch business owners that run successful companies. And listen to how smart this model is. So what Rich does, he actually has it at Grand Oaks. That's his golf course. So you pull in, you got a valet there, you get your own locker, you know, with your name on it. So how the model is, you go, you play 9 holes and he matches you in the golf cart with somebody that you can help and he can help, you know, that can help each other. So as an example, if it's a realtor, let's say that's coming and there's a mortgage broker, you know, those might be a good fit, or a title company, a builder, you know, somebody that can help you and vice versa. The other thing, it's somebody you probably don't know, you know, because you're meeting these people, it's a different group and it's just such a good group. And then at the end of that 9 holes, you go back in, you have breakfast and everybody stands up and you have, I think it's 60 seconds or so to just tell about what you do. That's not where the business happens at any networking events. That's, you got to go to that because that's the foundation. That's where you get your name out. That's where you meet people. That's where you build those contacts. But the real magic happens with the one-to-one meetings after. So after you have these networking events, you reach out and you make a phone call to the people that you thought would be a good benefit that you could help and that they could help you. Who would be a good fit? And you prioritize those because you don't want to just meet with everybody because time is money. And Now what you do is you make those phone calls and you set up a coffee meeting or a lunch, and or you just go to their office and you get a tour or show them your office. In my case, I'm going to be showing my Sprinter. I'll have my one-to-ones in the Sprinter. And by the way, I'll be recording them. It's just good content. And it'll help that person get the word out of what they do. And, you know, that's a big part of networking is the follow-up, what you do after. And so today I go to Grand Oaks and it was beautiful in the morning. It was so nice waking up. It's like it recharges you, you know, because I get, you know, the last few years I've been in this little, I'd say complacent is probably the word, but you just get in this, you know, you're going through the same motions and you get in a routine. And it's like, doesn't get my energy going. You know, it doesn't get me my blood flowing. And this morning I got in the car and I started driving and I look, the sun was just rising and I'm like, man, this is amazing. This is amazing. Going to be a great day. I show up and inside of this same thing, it's like the same people that were there 13 years ago. And I'm giving, you know, big hugs to everybody. I mean, this was like a family when I was in that group for probably 5 years. And it's almost like I was there the week before. It was just wild, but it was great seeing people present. I forgot to mention one of the things they do, and this is pretty much standard with a lot of the networking groups. They'll choose two members that stand up and give a presentation. And, you know, they usually have, you know, 5 or 6 minutes or something to give. And they just go more into detail, whether it's a PowerPoint that they show or something like that. But we had two of those today. And one of them was a guy, Eric Chafin, who I'm friends with. And again, he was in this chapter, but he was with another company. He did something totally different. IT he did for a good friend of mine, Dave's company. And, you know, I'm looking at it going, wait, it's a totally different business. Now he's doing nonprofit and he's so passionate and you could hear that passion. And it's just good. It just feels good to see people succeeding like that, you know? So that was a really cool experience. So I'm now my challenge was, I don't really have the business yet to go out there because, by the way, there's an exclusivity model with all these. You don't want to go to, you know, and that's why chambers are good. But the negative to a chamber is you might have 4 people that do what you do. So it's harder to get, or forget 4, you might have 40 people that do what you do. So it's harder to get that at these events. It's exclusive to each industry. So that doesn't mean I can't get in another networking group just on that. So 6 Degrees, I'm going to get in as the, you know, I'm going to call it the home service app. Business, you know. All right, so let's go over now to the BNI website and look at different chapters, where they're located at, how far, when they're obviously the date, the time, all this stuff is important. We got to do this research ahead of time. So let's go onto the website now. So this is just the BNI Broward. So any chapter that's in Broward County, they got a ton of them. So first thing I'm going to do is look and look. You could spend all day looking at this. I mean, this is all within 30 minutes away. I don't really want to drive to Weston or to pop it over Deerfield Beach, but let's start with local ones. So Fort Lauderdale, let's see, we'll go from the stop, from the top here. So let's do, and also to the right, you'll notice, first of all, the time, the date. And so if there's a date that is absolutely not, you could skip those. And if it's an in-person or hybrid. So, you know, most people just do things on instinct, like they just say, oh, I'll just do that chapter. But they'll just basically say, oh, yeah, that sounds good. I'll do it. I'll sign up. They didn't do any research. This is a really big part because first you want to make sure they're the right people. That's the most important thing. And of course, your schedule, the timing of it, if it's in person, if it's an online one, if it's a hybrid, those are all important. I personally want only in person. The whole bit. Reason for a networking group is to build those relationships. I don't want to do it on Zoom. So I'm going to look first at Coral Springs. Let's look at this one. In-person BNI Masters. So I want to keep it a minimum of 40, 18 people. So I'm not even looking at the members. It's just not enough. It doesn't warrant enough. I mean, it's a startup probably. And again, there's a lot of options, so you don't need to just stick with one. So that's Coral Springs Masters. We're going to skip that. Then we have Platinum in person, Tuesday at 4 o'clock. I don't like that. I probably won't do that. Let's just say at 24, too small. This is the bigger one, the Soaring Eagles, I think. Let's see. All right, 44 members. Wednesday, 7 o'clock. That's checked. That's good. Coral Springs Country Club, that's a good thing. And then it shows the members. So now if I have connections in here, a friend of mine that I trust, you know, that's a great referral because that's somebody you can ask and say, tell me, what do you think? Is this good for me? Here's what I'm thinking of. And I'll even bounce both ideas. I have a business where I'm doing the consulting, you know, in the Sprinter where I basically, you know, people pay me that come in the Sprinter. I create a lot of content in a 1 hour period of time. I cut that up, edit it and give them a ton of content, huge value to that. But that's one business. Another one is, and that's the app. So he would look at it and say, Todd, we have, and he would know because he's in the group or she, whoever it is that if I find somebody, I haven't seen anybody yet, by the way, that I recognize. Here's the Adam Corin, the first one. I know Adam well, and I've been in a networking group with him previously. So now that we've found a chapter that's worth visiting, this BNI one in Coral Springs, let's give Adam a call. He's a member that I know him. I have a long relationship with him. I trust him. And I know he's been a member in this one for quite a long time. So I'm really curious just to kind of pick his brain a little bit about it. And then most importantly, what's the next step? Is there a visitor's day? Do I come as his guest? You know, we'll just kind of go over that. So hopefully you guys can hear me, but let's make that call now.
Hey, Todd, how you doing?
My man, how's it going, Adam?
It's going very well, thanks. How about you?
It's great, man. It's been a while.
It has been.
So, yeah, man, I look, give you kind of a breakdown of why I'm calling is, you know, I think you've seen the podcast I've been putting together, Opportunity Knocks. I think maybe Ryan mentioned it to you, but it's a podcast about basically documenting me starting businesses. And a big part of, you know, that journey of starting a business is networking, you know, like the right networking groups. And I know, you know, you and I have known each other for a while and, you know, you're very involved in the community and networking, you know, you're on boards, you understand that side of it. So I was looking at BNI's website and chapters pretty much local, closer to my house where I live in Parkland. And I saw your name on one of the chapters. And I think it might've been one that I visited a long time ago when I had my digital marketing company. But are you still in that chapter?
I am. Yeah. It's been over 10 years in that chapter.
Oh, nice. And that's BNI. Is it Soaring Eagles or?
It is the BNI Soaring Eagles. That's correct.
Perfect. Perfect. So yeah, I saw first, I think it was 45 members or something. And some of the names were the same people. I saw Glenn Gordon's name in there. I saw a few people that I think were there, you know, 10 years ago or 8 years ago when I visited.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's one of the best parts about this chapter is the longevity of some of these members. I'm probably one of 10 that have been there over 10 years and several much longer than I've been in. And there's probably another 10 plus, 5 plus years.
Wow.
So a lot of longevity in this group, which tells you a lot about the quality of the chapter.
Awesome. That's exactly what I was hoping to hear. You know, one of the questions I have for you is there's two businesses that I have right now. One is I'm going to say more of a longer play. It's a piece of technology. It's a platform, but it's basically in the home service space. And, you know, without going too much into detail with it, because I'm still developing it so early, I literally don't even have a name yet. So we're that it's probably a couple months out before I actually launch it, but it's homeowners and Parkland's the first area, Parkland, Florida, which we live in, is the first area I'm focusing on and building up. So basically what this is it automates a lot of the challenges that go on in the home service space, you know, whether it's a lawn company, a pool company, it's a very disorganized, industry, both for the homeowner and also for the business owner. Cause a lot of those companies, Adam are real small, you know, like mom and pop type, you know, whether it's a pool company, a lawn service, you know, some of them don't even do credit card processing, you know? So this platform that I'm building, it really streamlines it saves the homeowner a lot of time and a lot of money. But again, it's not ready yet. Now the end user for that is homeowners in South Florida, you know, and it's no cost, it's free, but I need to start getting, you know, case studies and people using it. And, in order to monetize it. And the way I'm going to make money on this is going to be through these, you know, these different companies. So meaning they're going to pay us to be in position, like an ad fee, you know? So that model is more broad, I'd say, because again, I can be very specific. I want to meet homeowners that want to use it for free. It can just be my kind of help me out as they're using it and getting and seeing the value and kind of tell me what, where I can improve it. And the other part is I want to meet home service business, AC companies. And, you know, so that's a really good for networking group. It's a great business model. The other one, which I think is going to be better just because it's instant and it's cash. It's not something I'm going to really build up. It's more of a cash flow as I'm building this app. And that is a my Sprinter, which I don't know if you've ever seen it, but it's an executive Sprinter. You know, it's got four captain chairs. It's got a bench in the back. It's got TVs. And it's like a really nice Sprinter.
Pictures. Yeah. Yeah. Pictures. Looks great.
Yeah. So, awesome. So that Sprinter, I turned it into a podcast studio. And I did that for creating content, you know. So basically what it is a business owner would come into the Sprinter. I ask a lot of questions that are all done research before. I've done this research. And then they fire back with the answers. And then I edit that up and create incredible content that's that podcast type format. So it's really good, that service, for law firms, marketing agencies, and real estate agents would be really, really good. So, you know, that's something that I'm not going to really grow that business much. It's been more of a handpicked type, you know, smaller, but having those businesses, the lawyers use it. It's just such a good value for them, and to set them apart, you know? So I just would based, you know, you obviously know the chapter really well, your chapter, and you just love to hear what you think as far as which way to go about, you know, getting involved.
Well, I'll tell you, I think first come visit, come and join us on a Wednesday morning, bright and early, 7 o'clock start.
Okay.
Till 8:30, we meet at the Country Club of Cold Springs, and you've got all those professionals in there. You've got you know, a lot of home services, from pool companies to pest control to AC companies. They're all in there. You've got several attorneys that are in there. You've got several people that are business advisors that are in there. So I think that this home app thing, you could get a lot of good case studies out of just talking to those folks. And then with regards to the Sprinter, I think you've got some people in there as well that would take advantage of that and be very interested in doing that with you.
Great.
Some people you probably know that have been there for a long time.
Awesome.
So I would approach both ways. I'll make an introduction to the marketing guy in there when you come visit.
Perfect.
Who actually does my marketing. Awesome. And I think he'd be a great resource for you as well.
Excellent. No, that's perfect, man. Do you think I'll be there this Wednesday. So Wednesday morning, I appreciate that. Do you think I should just like, cause I don't want to confuse people also, cause I understand clarity is so important, you know, to go in there, but should I just be like as transparent as I was with you, where I say, hey, I have two businesses, or should I just go in with one? What do you think?
Well, you know, you don't get a lot of time to talk.
30 seconds.
You get not even 30 seconds. You probably get 20 seconds or so.
Okay.
I would probably, when you speak up, I'd probably get into the app. I think that's very interesting for the entire crew. But as you're networking and you're walking around beforehand and after, I would speak to everybody about both businesses. You know, kind of let them know what you're doing and see how that goes.
I like that. So basically what you're saying is go in with the app as my forefront. And then as I do one-to-ones and stuff, I can let people know that, hey, I have this Sprinter and, you know, that's
absolutely
awesome.
Absolutely. I think that's a good way to go. And I'll be there early. So I'll probably get to about 7:15. So if you get a chance to get in that early.
Yes,
great.
I will.
Make some introductions and I would let everybody know both businesses. And then when you can't speak up, just talk about the app.
Awesome, man. Adam, you're the best, man. Thanks so much, brother.
Good speaking to you. Look forward to seeing you on Wednesday.
I'll see you Wednesday, man. Thanks. That concludes another episode of Opportunity Knocks. Listen, this one was so important to me. Networking is how I built both my companies. It's going to be a big part of these businesses in 2024, and I hope you got a lot of value out of that. Thanks again.